You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Live in Charlotte with The Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, you said the swing state delegations are kind of front and center there in the hall?
Yeah, that's right. With the addition, of course, of Delaware, Joe Biden, and right. Illinois, Barack Obama, right up front, stage right. But aside from that, the only thing I see down here are swing states, John.
All right, so Melton Harris, you're a delegate from Mississippi, right?
That's correct. I'm a delegate from Mississippi.
It sounds like Todd Zwillick is saying because you're not a swing state, you're not going to have the best seat in the House, Melton. Do you know where you're sitting?
No, we don't. We don't know. We're not aware where we'll be seated, but we will be in the House, full of energy and ready to represent our candidate.
Now, you're an African-American delegate from the most conservative state in the United States, Mississippi. How many conventions have you been to?
This will be my fifth. I was in Chicago in 96, 2000. We was in L.A., 2004, Boston, 2008, and Denver, and here we are in Charlotte.
Now, I imagine Denver was pretty exciting, but do you have a favorite aside from Denver?
Chicago, of course, was my first one in 1996, and that was, I guess, maybe a special one. And, of course, we cannot take away from all the other ones, the L.A., the Boston, and Denver. All of them were great. But Chicago being my first, it was probably the most exciting one.
And, Melton Harris, why are you a delegate? Are you a local elected official? Are you a friend of a friend of a friend?
No, I am an elected official, and I've been a long-term Democratic activist. I got involved in politics in elementary school as a result of a history teacher. And I've been involved in politics since the early 60s. I served as county chair for 20 years. I served as state vice chair, state party leaders, executive vice chair, served on the state executive committee for almost 20 years. So long-time party activist.
Well, what a great legacy for that history teacher. You know, we're asking a lot of the delegates, if there was a movie that we made about a convention or about the road to the White House and it all came down to one delegate in one vote and you were that delegate, Melton Harris, what story would you want to be in? What vote would you want to cast the deciding vote for?
Well, I think that's a tough one to answer because I think We want to win this election. It's 2012 election without a doubt. It's a personal, as we say, 2008 was history for us, but now 2012 is more of a personal one because there's more negative attacks on this president than I think we've seen in any time in our history. So nothing would be better than to say, hey, we cast that last vote that won that race, but we're looking forward to winning it again by a landslide, but it would be nothing better than to say we cast that vote to win it for President Obama for 2012.
From the great state of Mississippi, Melton Harris is a delegate at the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte. What do you think the Democrats have to step around? Todd Zwillick was saying they have to step around the fact that unemployment isn't great, that they have to acknowledge that people are hurting. What do you think?
Well, you know, the part here is all the false statements that the Republicans are putting out. You know, they failed to realize the deep hole this country was in when President Obama took over. You know, we're losing almost 3 million jobs in those last several months. And even during the early months, you know, we were looking at 750,000. So now we've had positive gain for the last almost 30 months or so, positive gain as far as coming out of that hole. So we were in a deep hole, and we're coming out. And the thing about it, we had come out at a pace that we will not cause inflation or any other upsets. And so I think the president has done a great job.
All right, Melton Harris making a bid to be on the podium there at the convention, an African-American delegate from the most conservative state in the country, Mississippi. It's his fifth consecutive Democratic National Convention. Thanks so much. All this week, we're going to hear from delegates under the big Democratic tent in Charlotte. What are you looking to hear? A listener writes on our site, if the Democrats build their convention around the phony war on women and nonstop abortion talk, they will be sorry. People are worried about money and the economy. What should be on the Democrats' agenda? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.